God, open our hearts to your word, a word that passes swiftly and faithfully from the ear to the heart, from the heart to the life. Amen. You may be seated. This day has always struck me as among our hardest days as Christians. This day we remember the horrific death of Jesus, who was a young man when he died in such a brutal way. The lengthy gospel narrative takes us from the garden where Jesus is arrested to Peter denying his friend three times, as it was prophesied by Jesus, to the trial and conviction of Jesus, and then the brutal torture and death by crucifixion, and finally the preparing and placing of Christ's body to eternal rest by some of Christ's disciples. The long account leaves us tired and sad and even a little repulsed with the graphic details of broken legs and stabbing with spears. So what is so good about Good Friday anyway? Why do we call Friday good when it's such a dark and bleak event commemorating a day of suffering and death for Jesus? For us as Christians, Good Friday is a crucial day of the year because it celebrates what we believe to be the most momentous weekend in the history of the world. Ever since Jesus died and was raised, Christians have proclaimed the cross and resurrection of Jesus to be the decisive turning point in all of creation. Paul considered it to be of first importance that Jesus died for our sins and was buried and was raised to life on the third day. On Good Friday, we remember the day Jesus willingly suffered and died by crucifixion as the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. And it's followed by Easter, that glorious day we will celebrate. But it shows us again this death, this Good Friday. Regardless of the origin of the name Good Friday, it's entirely appropriate because the suffering and death of Jesus, as terrible as it was, marked the dramatic culmination of God's plan to save his people from their sins. So in order for the good news of the gospel to have meaning for us, we first have to understand the bad news of our condition as sinful people. The good news of deliverance only makes sense once we see how we are enslaved, by sin. Another way of saying or thinking about it is to think about and distinguish between the law and the gospel in Scripture. We first need the law, like the Ten Commandments, to show us how hopeless our condition is. But then the gospel, the good news of Jesus' grace, comes, that free gift, and brings us relief and salvation. And in the same way, Good Friday is good because as terrible as that day was, it had to happen in order for us to receive the joy of Easter morn. The wrath of God against sin had to be poured out onto Jesus, the perfect sacrificial substitute, in order for forgiveness and salvation to be poured out on each one of us. Without this awful day of suffering and sorrow and shed blood on the cross, God could not be both just and justifier of those who trust in Jesus. And with some irony, the day that seemed to be the greatest triumph of evil was actually the death blow in God's glorious good plan to redeem the world from bondage and sin. The cross, you see, is where we see the convergence, the coming together of great suffering and God's forgiveness. The cross of Jesus is where this righteousness and peace occurs, where God's demands, his righteousness, coincides with his mercy. We each receive divine forgiveness and mercy and peace because Jesus willingly takes on our divine punishment, the result of God's righteousness against sin. Jesus endures the cross on Good Friday, knowing that it led to his resurrection and our salvation ultimately, and the beginning of God's reign of righteousness and peace. And yes, for a while now, we must steep in this sadness, and we rest in this sadness. But we know that soon, on Easter morn, we can once again rejoice and be glad. And indeed, we will realize just how good this Friday really is. Amen.